With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Thursday. What? December 1st? It's December? Yeah, it's December already. Sorry, gang. I don't know. I've been fighting back against the consumerism that's floating around this holiday season. I don't know why. It's every year. It's bugging me in particular this year. So when my friends at the network asked me if I was working on Black Friday, I usually do. You know, Mark, I've had like segments that are on evening news on Black Friday. I've done that. I've gone on the air. I said, no, I don't think so. I'm taking the day off this year. It was wonderful. And when it was Cyber Monday and I was doing all of my regular 18 live two-way radio hits and people wanted to talk about Cyber Monday, I said, you know, I don't want to talk about that. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about charitable giving. And that is also what I wanted to talk about on Tuesday when I was on CBS Mornings, because I think this is a very weird time for charities. I think a lot of organizations are having this like post-COVID panic attack, because during COVID, especially a lot of these arts organizations just got hammered, but there was all the government support, right? There were all these plans to help keep them afloat. Now that's gone. And things are not back to normal, quote unquote, in many respects. And so there are a lot of organizations that can use your help. There's a lot of people that want to give towards the end of the year. And we are in like the blistering part of the giving season. So here are some important things to remember as you consider your charitable giving. Here is my segment from Tuesday, Giving Tuesday of this week, on CBS Mornings.
In today's Money Watch, we're talking about donating to charity on this Giving Tuesday. For the last 10 years, the global movement has inspired millions of people to give back and celebrate generosity. Last year, 35 million people participated in Giving Tuesday, and $2.7 billion, with the B, was donated in the United States alone. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here with what you need to know about those charitable donations and what they could mean for your taxes. Jill, good morning. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
All right, so let's talk about it. What do taxpayers need to know about charity donations this year?
Well, first of all, during the COVID era, the CARES Act, the stimulus plan, allowed people to give to charity and get a tax benefit. Everybody could give $300 or $600 to charity and get a little write-off. That's gone for this year. Mm-hmm. But I want to be clear. The vast majority of people who give money to charity today and every day, they do not give for a tax benefit. Yeah, they give because true.
they want to give.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. So that's the big change for this year.
Okay, but you say you got to go ahead.
In order to receive that tax benefit, you have to itemize your tax deduction.
Right.
How do you do that?
That's exactly what I was
going to say. Oh, my God. That's so good. What a lie. So when we file our taxes, there's two ways to file. One is to claim a standard deduction, and the other is to itemize deductions.
Itemize seems like such a pain.
I know. It is. And that's why, by the way, only 10% of people itemize.
Really?
Because the threshold for standard deductions.
Because it's a pain. That's
no, because
why.
The threshold for the standard deduction is up. And that means means that you get a certain amount of money from the IRS to write off every year. So it's about $25,000 for married couples, almost $13,000 for individuals. If you add up your charitable contributions, your state and local taxes, your mortgage interest, and all those things add up to more than the standard deduction, then you do itemize. Mm. Only people who itemize get a benefit on their tax returns for giving. Mm. So that's important. I just want to be clear about that. There's a lot of ways to give. You can give highly appreciated stocks. Maybe your Nana died 30 years ago and left you some IBM. Right. You never did anything with it. If you itemize, you might gift some shares of a company to a charity. But not everyone can do that. Again, only 10% of filers actually itemize, and that means only 10% are getting a big tax deduction from giving.
So inevitably, there will be stories after this, sadly, tragically, of people who were scammed giving into charities that they thought were legitimate. So how do people avoid that?
So the IRS has a wonderful tool, and it allows you to search the name of a charity and see if it is actually legitimate. And so the IRS.gov website, if you just look at the charitable organization search tool, you pop the name in, you see if it's there. One other area that I think is important, a lot of people want to make sure the money that I give goes to what I want to give to, not to a bloated infrastructure.
Got you.
And so if that's the case, there are a lot of different resources like Charity Alliance and the Wise Giving Alliance and Charity Navigator. And these organizations help you understand what portion of your donation goes to the program and what goes to overhead.
There we go. Keeping it real with Dollar Jill.
Okay. If you've got more questions about giving, about strategies, you can just go to our website because I have a beautiful long blog post about it. So go to JillOnMoney.com. You click on the blog section and there it is. It says Charitable Giving 2022. Boom, right there for you. You know what's coming up next, Mark? You know I'm going to do it. It's the year-end planning. And I think I owe that to everybody. So that'll probably be next week. So check it out. And if you've got questions about maybe the use of a qualified charitable distribution for you in your life, how maybe you could consider a donor advised fund, what is it that you think can really make a difference in a year where you make a lot of money? These are all things that we should be talking about with you. We will hold your hands. They're really exciting. I find them to be some of the most interesting aspects of the tax code, actually. So just check it out, JillOnMoney.com. And if you have a question, hit the Contact Us button. We very much appreciate you listening every single day. So do me a favor, put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.